This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, we didn't get into your story yet, Daryl, about the Muslims who were denied entry to the United States. We'll find out more about that. This was in an airport, apparently.
Yes.
We'll find out more about that. Plus, I've got a story which comes out of Africa, where a group of Kenyan Muslims actually shielded Christians in a bus attack, which I think strikes at the heart of the propaganda, the anti-Muslim propaganda out there that says that Muslims hate Christians or want to kill or convert or kill all Christians. It's pretty clear that shielding them from an attack doesn't fall into the category of hatred at all. That would be an extreme act of love, in point of fact. So hopefully we'll get into that. Of course, you can call in. You can bring up anything you want. Ian and Daryl in the studio. Toll-free number again, 855-453. We've also been talking about the TSA. They're pretty much getting rid of the idea of opting out. Yeah, you can still try to opt out, but if they decide they don't want you to opt out, then sorry, you're going to have to go through the body scanner. And in addition to that, we've been discussing state representatives and trying to actually contact these people. We had a guy from Illinois call in a few moments ago expressing a lot of frustration with trying to simply get an answer, get a call back, or a physical meeting with his supposed state representative. And it's just not happening. And, of course, we're not surprised.
Yeah.
It's not hard to actually do that here in New Hampshire. There are many state reps that are actually friendly to the ideas of liberty.
I'm better represented by representatives that don't live anywhere near Keene.
That's true. In New Hampshire. So let's go to Gamma Blast. He's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, also in Illinois. Sorry to hear that. Go ahead, Gamma Blast.
Yeah, Illinois is a rough one. Hey, guys. I just wanted to congratulate everybody who's helped participate in this Free State project. They hit 90%, especially you, Ian. I feel like the movement wouldn't have near the traction if you weren't involved in it.
Oh, I don't know about that, but no, I appreciate it. I mean, Free Talk Live has definitely been a big recruiter for the Free State project. There's no doubt about that, but I would like to think that they would have done just fine without us. But thank you. I appreciate that.
I also have a question regarding that. I was wondering, I feel a lot of the Free State Project people, that type, may not want to be on a list, per se,
yep,
and be on a possible government radar. So I wonder, for everybody who signed up, how many do you think are just going to just move out?
Well, that's a great question.
Have you got a feel for that?
There's no way to really get a feel for that because, well, number one, the Free State Project doesn't just let anybody access its membership list. So if you meet somebody and they tell you they're a Free Stater, well, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. You really don't ever know for sure.
But we know a couple of people that have moved here but not signed the Free State Project
definitely
statement. Just because I don't like putting my name on stuff.
There are a number of those people, and every now and then you'll meet those folks. So the fact that you do meet those people on an occasional basis, like it's not just one person, it's been a few folks over the years who've been like that, that should give you some sort of indicator. But what you can extrapolate from that out of, you know, nearly 20,000 signatures, what percentage could be above and beyond that are actually moving, that are never signing up for anything, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000, maybe 5,000. I don't have any idea what those numbers are. And some of them are going to be more reachable than others. Some people move here and they never, ever, like, connect with the community, like the
right
community of liberty activists. They may be connecting with their own sort of internal communities like communities of interest. So if they go to a church, they might be going to that.
There's a weekly gathering that's been happening in Keene for, what, nearly a decade? The Social Sundays?
So. Yeah.
Weekly event happening for a long time. And a couple months ago, somebody showed up and he was like, oh, yeah, I've lived in the area for like 3 years.
And never came out to anything until
then. Never came out to anything. Just been getting settled in. Been here for 3 years.
Yeah, I've had the same thing happen. I do outreach every year at the county fair, and so that's when you come across, you know, people, thousands of people are passing by, and every now and then I'll encounter some folks who They'll reveal that they're Free State Project participants. They've made the move. They live in the area, but I've never seen them before in my life because they've never come out to anything. And sometimes it's because it's like a family and they're just too busy with their family thing going on, or sometimes it's like a single guy who's just been working and trying to establish himself and he just feels like he hasn't had the time. Or maybe in one guy's case, he works on Sundays, so he's just never been able to come out to a Sunday thing. And so, yeah, those people do definitely exist. But there's also another factor that you need to think about here, Gamma Blast, and that is that of the 20,000 signatures, some of those people aren't going to go. So, you know, maybe if we get 10,000 out of the 20,000, that would be a pretty amazing thing. If we get 5,000, I think 5,000 is a pretty safe number. I think we can definitely get that. 10,000 would be nice.
I'm not expecting more than 5.
Yeah.
Out of the 20? Really?
Yeah.
I'm only expecting 25% retention, so...
Well, because you've got to consider that a lot of people have probably forgotten that they've signed.
That's true.
There's going to be some percentage of people that
have died.
There's going to be some percentage of people who remember that they signed, but their intentions have changed.
Yep.
Because when you sign, all you're saying is that I intend to, and intentions can change.
Yeah, you're not obligated. So, you know, somebody, maybe it wasn't their intention that changed. Maybe they met somebody who they fell in love with, and now they want to stay in California or whatever.
Or
they got a new career.
Circumstance of, I've got this really good job. I can't transfer because the company is located in this place, and it's not something I can telecommute to.
So, yeah. So, who knows how many people are actually going to show up.
You got budgers, and then you got people actually move. They can sign something as well once they get there.
Yeah, you can sign sort of after you move, I think.
You're not supposed to.
After the fact. But there's nothing to stop you from doing it. So, yeah, I think you can do that. But either way, even if it's only 5,000 people that show up here, we already have, you know, close to 2,000. And we've had an incredible impact here in New Hampshire with just those few early movers. And keep in mind that those 2,000 early movers, not all of them are the most hardcore of activists, right? Like, you know, the 80-20 rule is in effect with the Free State Project, just like it is anywhere. I mean, anyone who has ever been in a group project in school, remember government school where they did group projects? At least back in my day, they did these things. And usually, like, one of the four members of the group carried all the weight for the other three. And it's kind of that way here in New Hampshire and the Libertarian Party or wherever. Whatever organization you're in, it's always that way. And,
yeah,
and the New Hampshire activists. So if we end up with, like, 20, or if we end up with, like, 2,000 hardcore activists here who are, like, really cranking, I think we're going to be an unstoppable force.
Yes.
And already you've got the people inside the state government who are saying things like State Representative Cynthia Chase, who back in 2012, at the very end of 2012, said that Free Staters were the single greatest threat, are the single greatest threat to the state. I mean, that is a huge compliment.
And the irony is, she moved here the same time you did,
Ian. Yeah, that's true. She moved from what, Rhode Island or something?
She
like
moved
that?
From Rhode Island. Yeah. It's okay to move and bring your big government statism, but don't move and try to, you know, roll back some of the statism and get more freedom.
So
No, that's bad.
I think, Daryl, your prediction is a good one. Like, I feel like 5,000, we're going to be solid on that, because that's a good low number. I think we can reach that as far as actual movers. If we get more than 5,000, that's, like, you know, a bonus, in my opinion. And you also got to factor in what Gamma Blast was originally calling about, which is the unsigned people who love the idea of the Free State Project but don't want to be on a list. There's that big question mark of how many hundreds or thousands of them might there be. And then also there's the other question of once the Free State Project move is done, because there's a 5-year window once Free State Project hits 20,000, we're at over 18,000 now, people who've signed and pledged to move here. Once it hits 20,000, there's a 5-year window of time that the people have to move. Once that window's over, and even during that window, there are going to be people who are moving and are not joining the Free State Project.
Right.
So, you know, we may have 10 or 20,000 after another 10 years.
And you also have the liberty-friendly locals that have been living here longer than there was a Free State Project that cannot become Free State Project participants. They can become friends of.
And there's already, what, 2,000?
And there's already a couple thousand of those.
So, yeah, count those in there, and you've got an incredible movement here. Thanks, Gamma Blast, for your call tonight, and I appreciate the kind words. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I got a good example of these natives, these liberty-oriented natives. Some of them who don't really even realize how you know, what they can do, I guess.
Right.
And I think that a perfect example of this is what has happened out in the seacoast with the free Uber project. That
Uber Grandma!
Uber Grandma is exactly who I'm talking about. And I will talk, we'll talk a little bit more about her here in a moment, because her story is particularly interesting from the perspective of this is what Free State Project participants can encourage, which is the native population to take a hold of their activism and, like, do something more than they otherwise would have done. It encourages people to stand up for themselves in a way that they otherwise wouldn't have, and that is worth a whole lot. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. So Skype on into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Uber Grandma. Who is she? What's her story? Christopher David was on the Rebel Love Show last night on LRN.FM, had a great interview where he talked a little bit about how Uber Grandma, this lady who's been targeted by the police in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, she's now been hit with 4 tickets for driving. She's been helping people who are drunk get home from the bar, likely preventing people from getting arrested for DUI or possibly putting other people's lives in danger because they got behind the wheel.
Or their own.
Exactly. She's helping people get from point A to point B. She's doing it via Uber, which is a new ride-sharing system that allows people to hook people who need a ride to hook up with people who are willing to give a ride. That's all Uber does. There's just a facilitator between two human beings who desire services and want to provide them. And she has been ticketed 4 times. The first ticket was $500. The other 3 were $1,000 apiece. And she continues to drive for Uber. She is a hero. She's had a lot of press coverage out there as a result of what she's done. She's become sort of the focal point of the
street. She's gotten press down in Boston.
Yep, that's right. Boston Magazine recently did a piece on her.
Fox 25.
Correct. More than one. They've done more than one. And so she's become the focal point. She's 64 years old, just turned 64 this month. The focal point of the sort of the free Uber movement. Now, Christopher David founded Free Uber. He's sort of the activist behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. He was the guy who first announced that he was going to do civil disobedience and drive for Uber in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where it is basically illegal to drive for Uber, unless you jump through a whole bunch of arbitrary city hoops that Uber says that it thinks are ridiculous, and Uber is fighting against those arbitrary hoops, which is where the whole conflict is kind of coming from in the first place out there. But rather than target Christopher David with a ticket for driving for Uber, they went after him for a wiretapping charge, a felony. So he's facing that. I don't think he's been arraigned on that charge yet. I believe that's coming up in 2016.
Sometime in January, I believe.
Right. So we're going to continue to follow that case for sure. But I think they picked on Stephanie Franz, Uber Grandma, because, well, she's an older lady and she's not an activist necessarily. So they spotted her. They pulled her over 4 times and they hit her for $3,500 in fines.
Well, she's been pulled over a lot more than 4 times.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The first couple of times she was given warnings.
Right. Okay.
And then she was given the citation.
So the one thing I wanted to say, and then we'll go back to your calls and your thoughts here. But the one thing I wanted to say about her was, at first, she did not want to be in the spotlight. She did not want to be an activist. She didn't want to put herself out there. She didn't want to do media interviews. She just wanted to drive. She just wanted to make some extra money, trying to pay the bills, provide a service to people, work in her spare time. She used to be a school bus driver, for instance. And so she certainly has driving ability, and she's been on the roads.
And the interesting thing in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you do not need to jump through these arbitrary hoops and hurdles to drive a school bus, but they want you to jump through these arbitrary hoops and hurdles to drive a taxi. You don't need to jump through these hoops and hurdles to drive a limousine.
Oh, really?
Or one of the aqua boat things, but you've got to jump through these hoops and hurdles to drive
boat.
A taxi.
Don't all boats go in the aqua, in the water?
Yeah, sure, but like, I think they've got some form
kind of
like the duck sort of thing where it's like the kind of goes on the street plus goes in the water.
Wow, that's new to me. Like a hovercraft or something like that?
No, it's a boat car.
have you never been in a city
that had duck?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a boat car thing. So it looks like a boat, but it's got wheels, and you can drive it down the street,
and then
you drive it onto a pier.
Drive off the pier.
Or like the ramp into the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You drive in there, and then it's a boat.
Sweet. Yeah, I've never seen it. I mean, it's something like you see in a James Bond movie or something like that. So anyway, the thing
we're talking about real life.
Yeah, I got you. So the thing I think is really impressive about her is that initially she wasn't interested in being Uber grandma or anything like that, or really having any attention brought to her. And I can't blame her. I don't like being in front of the cameras either. But once she realized, I think, that she had this support network, that Free Uber, this project created by Christopher David and backed by a dozen to two dozen activists regularly showing up at city council meetings, protesting outside a local bar that was anti-Uber, doing various different activism, posting flyers all around town, flyering up business, you know, flyering people on the streets, things like that. Once she realized she wasn't alone in being attacked by the government, because usually when the government comes after you, you are alone. You're lucky, right? You're lucky if your mom shows up to your court hearing to support you. You're lucky if your own family shows up to a court hearing to support you in most places. In New Hampshire, you've got literally dozens of people who are willing to assist with your activism, if it's good activism. And so when she realized, I think, that people were behind her on this, I think that gave her the push to be willing to do news media interviews. And she's done them and has been fantastic in them. And the things that she said has been very persuasive. I've got a quote from her that we'll share with you coming up. But my point here is that it's the Free State Project that made Uber Grandma possible.
Yes.
The fact that Christopher David was out there doing his activism and promoting Free Uber and bringing activists into the fold to help out with Free Uber, when she got ticketed for the first time, everybody was like, okay, who is this lady? We've got to talk to her. And they found her, and they talked to her, and they invited her to a meeting, and now she's been going to all the different Free Uber-related meetings, from what I understand. I've seen pictures of her at them. And you've been out there a couple times on the CEO
yes.
so far. Have you had a chance to meet her?
I did, and I actually live streamed the full interview she did with Fox 25
that
they then cut into
2 minutes.
2 minutes and had like, you know, 15, 20 seconds of Uber Grandma.
And so she's a real powerhouse of an activist now. Because she had other activists backing her up, I bet you she never would have done it. Had she just been quietly driving, and there was no Free Uber, and there was no Christopher David and the other activists, had she just gotten herself her first ticket, she probably would have been out at that point. But
yeah.
Now she's like doubling down. She's like, screw this. I'm going to keep driving. Uber's providing her with an attorney. They're going to court. She's taking she's going not guilty, and they're going to trial. So that's a perfect example of how the Free State Project empowers New Hampshire natives who are just, many of them are quiet. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be disturbed. But when the government comes after them, they then know that they've got support out there. They've got a network that they can turn to, which gives them the strength to carry on. And I think that that's an awesome effect. We're already seeing it happen here. And I think the Uber Grandma is the ideal version of that. Tim, you're on the line calling from Wyoming. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tim?
Well, actually, you were talking about the state reps earlier and just basically government bureaucrats who decide to do whatever they want to do, whether we want them to or not. When I lived in California, I used to go into the office of my congresswoman, and I would talk to the people in there, and actually I got them to it was on everybody else's dime, obviously. The government printing office sent me 200 copies of pocket constitutions, which was kind of nice. I mean, I was happy to get them, and which I passed out. I maybe have 10 of them left after all these years. But
Tim, I want to find out where you're going with this. Stand by. We're going to bring you back. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here or call in on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go to Tim, he's still with us listening in Wyoming. Tim, you were talking about trying to contact state representative. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I was talking about my experience with my congresswoman when I was in California.
Oh, U.S. Congress. Okay, got it.
Right, U.S. Congress, but the state representatives seemed to be just as reticent. They didn't really want to help with anything either. But when I was able to speak with people in the office at my U.S. representative, it was almost all women working in the office. It was the congresswoman. She had almost all women working there. But some of the people that I had talked to in the past, I went in there a few times, and I said, okay, I'm waiting for my box of, because they actually had it delivered to her office, the box of constitutions. And I went and picked them up, and they said, well, I don't know if we can do this again, but we'll try. And I said, okay, can I get another 100 then? Or can I get some more? And they sent me another 100. But then I went back into the office another time, and I talked to somebody else who was working there. It seemed like the whole staff had changed. There was not one single person I recognized. And everybody was giving me the evil eye when I walked in there, and I thought, what's going on? So I asked the person at the front desk, I said, I wonder if I can get some more. Actually, I think I was picking up my box of 100 that they gave me again, or sent me again. And I asked the person at the desk, I said, what's going on? Why is everybody looking at me like I'm some sort of crazy person, a criminal or something? And the girl said, I have no idea. I just started working here and I don't know what's going on. And so I said, well, can you find out why is everybody giving me the look like they want to kill me? And I said, I'm picking up these constitutions to hand out to people so that they can read them, so they can understand what the government's all about. Mm-hmm. And then as an aside, I said, since you've only just started working here, you're probably not aware of it, but maybe you are. This person that you're working for, this representative you're working for, is one of the least constitutionally conservative or attentive people in the government right now. And so I'm very surprised to have picked these up at all. And she said, oh, that must be the reason that everybody, because as soon as they saw your name on the box, they said, this guy's some sort of a criminal or something, because he's actually trying to teach people the truth. And I said, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to teach people the truth. And I said, if you're thinking about doing something worthwhile with your life, working for this woman is not the right thing to do.
Hmm.
And she actually quit. So
wow.
She quit about 2 weeks later. I went back in there again just to see it, you know, to see if what I'd said sunk in, and she quit. She'd quit.
And yeah, maybe you did have a role in that. I know that one of our former folks living here in Keene, Russell Canning, he was in jail and was talking with one of the jail guards about the immorality of what the guard was doing. And that guard actually quit his job and I believe wrote a letter to Russell later on, or somehow contacted him and let him know that his conversation with him made an impact. So you never know who you're going to reach when you talk to folks out there. And of course, we have also seen the federal government put out notices to police departments and state police saying that folks who have a constitution are possible domestic terrorists. So maybe that's what they thought about you.
Right. Well, this was about probably almost 15 years ago when I did this, and let's put it this way: it was right after I think it was just early 2002.
Yeah, that's so, about right when the time was that they were sending out those notices for the first time. Tim, thanks for your call. Appreciate the story tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. That's what Liberty Phoenix has done. Calling also from Illinois. It's Illinois caller night. We've had like three folks calling. Go ahead, Phoenix. Do we have Liberty Phoenix? You know what? Sometimes my sound card unexpectedly dies on me, and it always happens at the most inopportune time, And that's exactly what has gone on here. So we will do our best to get Liberty Phoenix back on the line with us here in moments. It is not his fault. But comments, Daryl, on that gentleman's story.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of odd that there are certain services that your member of Congress is sort of, you know, required to do as part of their congressional duties. And one of those Yeah, so help with if people want copies of the Constitution, you can actually contact your member of Congress and say, I want one of the flags that flew over the Capitol building. And they've got people that their job is all day long to raise and lower flags.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can ship these out to anybody that requests a flag flown over the Capitol building.
They're putting a new flag up every single day?
They're probably putting several up every day.
Wow. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. Call up Annie Custer's office. That's our supposed representative in Congress for this district of New Hampshire. And, yeah, just tell the person that answers, I want one of the flags that's flown over the Capitol building, and they'll put you on the list, and then you'll get a flag.
Yeah, I don't want a
and
flag.
Some certificate saying it flew over the Capitol building.
Wow, that's ridiculous. I had no idea that even happened.
Yeah. And then, like, if you've got problems with, I don't know how to do passport application or whatever, you can send that. And there was actually, when I lived in Pennsylvania, there were people that they did not know how to file the vehicle registration stuff with the county. So they would send it to their state rep, and the state rep would file the stuff. So, like, that was one of the services that the state rep provided is filing vehicle.
There you go.
Crap.
You finally got your tax money's worth. Let's try Liberty Phoenix now. I think we've fixed the sound card. Are you there, sir?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we've got you. Go ahead.
Awesome. So I was recently dragged into a supposed court of law here in Illinois for a couple of charges from due to, you know, traveling, you know, just driving, going from one place to another.
Oh, no. How dare you, sir?
I know. It's terrible, right? Who knew that the Supreme Court could say, you know, we have the right to travel, but then, you know, all these states like to make their little laws and stuff.
Now, so they dragged me to clarify, were the charges driving while suspended, unregistered vehicle? What did you get?
It was two counts. The first one was driving suspended. The other one was having my tags on my plates had expired.
Okay, got it. So both driving while suspended and unregistered vehicle, basically, or expired tags.
Exactly. Right. So I decided to take the challenge jurisdiction tactic. I didn't file any motions beforehand, but I had printed them out. So I didn't run into the same problem that Derek J. had, which essentially was a lie anyways, because you could still make an oral motion.
And what was the problem he had?
I guess Burke didn't accept his motion because he didn't file it in writing. He wouldn't accept an oral motion.
Hmm. Okay.
All motions have to be filed 10 days before the hearing.
And the motion in that case was a motion to challenge jurisdiction?
Yes, in Derek J.'s, yes.
Got it.
Now, they accepted my oral motion. Well, let me start from the beginning.
It's never worked for me, by the way. I've tried challenging jurisdiction before, and basically the judge will say, yeah, we have jurisdiction because I say we do.
Yeah, I tried something similar in South Carolina one time. The jury was dismissed, and I was threatened with arrest for contempt no less than 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah, there was probably 4 different violations of due process on this day.
Mm.
I was the first one into the door. I was the second to last one that was seen. The moment I came up to the judge the first time, I presented my unsigned challenge or unsigned plea of guilty. The judge and the prosecutor took a look at it and said, just sit down for a minute. We'll get back to you. I need to read this. 45 minutes later, after everyone was gone, there was one other individual who was representing himself pro se, which is just representing himself. That was the first due process violation. The problem I had was I told the prosecutor that I was going to challenge jurisdiction.
Stand by, Liberty Phoenix. We'll get the rest of your story. Challenging jurisdiction, does it ever work? It's Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working, until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF NSF-53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And also, don't forget to drop into freetalklive.com. If you really like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, the AMP program's the best way to do that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and you can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, or now you can use Bitcoin to AMP Free Talk Live. You can do Bitcoin in two ways. You can do a prepaid option from your own Bitcoin wallet, where you prepay for as many months as you want, or you can do a monthly fee from Coinbase, which normally you can't do with Bitcoin just on your normal Bitcoin wallet. But Coinbase does allow that, which is a cool feature that they have. So we have implemented both of those to our AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP has had a huge, huge number of signups in the last few days since Mark Edge resigned on the air on Saturday night from the show, saying that he wanted to see more supporters behind the AMP program before he'd be willing to come back. And we've had a 15% increase in the number of amplifiers. We've had like 48 as of last night. I stopped doing. I was up for like 3 hours processing new amplifiers last night. So at about 3 a.m. I finally finished. And since then, we've had another, 10 emails come in today. So it's been super busy. So as of last night, there have been 48 new signups. And that doesn't include the 7 or so current amplifiers that also upped their existing amp.
Nice.
So it's been actually a few hundreds, if not several hundred dollars, that we've added to the AMP program. You can see where we're at. There's a little graph over at amp.freetalklive.com. It'll give you more information about the program and what some of the money is being used for to help promote Free Talk Live. And also LRN.FM, which we don't talk about a lot here on Free Talk Live, but LRN.FM features dozens of liberty-oriented shows, including all three of your podcasts, I believe, Daryl.
Yes.
And, again, dozens of shows from across the country and some international as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and your AMP dollars go to support both Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcasts, and the AMP-only Facebook group, amp.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Liberty Phoenix in Illinois. You went to court on some driving-related stuff, suspended license, registration was expired, and you decided you were going to challenge jurisdiction. You say you made a mistake by informing the prosecutor of that in advance. Why?
Because I had asked him, and during the 45 minutes that they delayed my hearing, the prosecutor came over and did his little thing, trying to get me to plea or figure out what was going on. And I asked him, "Have you presented any evidence to establish jurisdiction, simply because, or to prove that the Constitution and the Code apply to me simply because I'm physically present?" He flat out said, "No, I have no evidence whatsoever." I said, "Well, I'm going to have to motion for a dismissal." He says, "Well, just take a look at your ticket. You know, it's right there." I'm like, no. We both know that the ticket is nothing but an allegation. There is absolutely, it doesn't prove anything
whatsoever.
Yeah,
the ticket's not evidence. That's
just nothing.
That's what they use to start the court process, basically.
Right. Me writing down, "Liberty Phoenix said this and did that," is not evidence. But yet, if I have a little shiny badge and I write down, "Liberty Phoenix ran a stop sign and said, 'F you, pig,'" all of a sudden...
Well, it's still not evidence.
Until
they
testify
in court.
But that they're going to accept it as basically, you know, the word of God. Because some guy with a little shiny badge said it.
So I told him that I was going to file a motion to dismiss. And that right there set him off. He was like, "Okay, I saw," he was like, "just wait a minute, we'll talk in a bit." And I saw him go and talk to the lead prosecutor, and then the lead prosecutor spoke to the judge. And bear in mind, there's only one other individual in the courtroom. There was another young lady who was there waiting to either be sentenced or something, and then there was one trial that was supposed to start when all of the hearings were done. In the meantime, they completely skipped over me. They moved to the trial portion of the day, which was another due process violation, in order to stall me out so that the
prosecutor... They can do whatever they want in whatever order they want in court. That's probably not a violation. As long as you get your hearing, then that's pretty much legal from their perspective. But anyway, they made you wait, so then go ahead.
So they waited. They made me wait so that the prosecutor could get a hold of the arresting officer and get him down there to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had I been on my toes, I would have stated that the officer's testimony is a moot point because it's only a legal opinion. The judge, I had asked if his testimony establishes evidence and proof of jurisdiction. And the judge looks at me and says, "It's my legal opinion that it does." Now, if I would have stated that, "Your Honor, your legal opinion is nothing but an arbitrary opinion that is not fact nor evidence. Are you telling me that this court runs on arbitrary opinions as opposed to facts and evidence?"
Yes, absolutely. All courts run on opinions. I mean, whenever a judge makes a decision, it's an opinion, which is why other judges higher up can overturn it. And then those same judges, or those different, like even if you went to the Illinois Supreme Court, they would issue an opinion, and then a different Illinois Supreme Court could overturn that opinion years later.
Yes.
All court decisions are opinion. But, you know, I'm interested in seeing the video from this, Liberty Phoenix. You got video, right?
Oh, you're so cute, Ian. You know that Illinois doesn't allow cameras in the courtroom, which is why I should have done it in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know. But you had family matters. You had to get back out there. Liberty Phoenix came out to New Hampshire for several months. I think it was earlier in this year.
Yes.
And you had a blast. You have some kids back there in Illinois, so you had to get back there. But I'm sure you were missing us when you were likely alone. Did you have anybody in court backing you up?
Not a single person.
That sucks, dude. I'm sorry to hear that.
Any married people?
There may have been.
So what happened with the rest of the case?
So the judge tells me you have two options. You can either plead guilty or you can plead not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Your Honor, I motion for a continuance.
A continuance of the arraignment?
Yes. He kind of looked at me sideways and goes, "Okay, I'll grant."
Really? That's kind of a surprise.
I was rather surprised myself. I told myself that the best case scenario that I could have is to get it dismissed. Second best, push everything, file motion for a continuance and get that granted. Mm-hmm. Second best, I got that. I can be happy with that. It gives me more time to develop my skills in the courtroom better.
Yeah, exactly. You get to redo this, basically, because nothing actually really even happened besides the granting of the continuance.
Now, if only that was the truth. I have a feeling that he entered a plea for me because I didn't even hear the charges. I didn't hear the second charge, nor did he read off the first charge. I went back when I got home that day and I checked the status of my you know, situation or whatever, and it said that my next appearance was going to be for a bench trial. And I haven't even entered a plea.
So
now
that sounds like a due process violation to me.
Let me ask this question, Liberty Phoenix. What are the rules in Illinois about having someone represent you?
I can have someone represent me that's not a member of the bar, but I have to fill out a form.
Okay, so can you can have someone basically at the defense table with you?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so a trick that I've heard Mark Victor use before, he'll have someone that's not the defendant sit at the defense table. He notifies the judge, "Your Honor, the defendant is in the courtroom." And then he'll ask the arresting officer, "Can you identify the defendant?" And they always say, it's the person wearing blah, blah, blah sitting at the defense table. "Objection, Your Honor, would the defendant please stand up?" And it's somebody in the back of the courtroom.
That's brilliant.
The witness, note that the witness did not properly identify
motion
the defendant.
To dismiss.
Motion to withdraw, reject his testimony.
And
then there's no other people on the prosecution. Motion to dismiss.
That'll work in
have
a place.
Have somebody, if possible.
In a place like Chicago or wherever, or someplace that's big where they don't know you, that is a good strategy.
So, if possible, Liberty Phoenix, have a friend show up with you. Act as though you're legal counsel and ask the officer, "Can you identify the defendant?" And if they identify the person sitting next to you,
that
might work
as the defendant, they identify the wrong person.
The
only way that will work is if I can successfully motion to vacate this plea that the judge has entered.
No.
As far as I know,
because they're going to trial. So
you're going to bench trial.
What Daryl's suggesting, although I think a better version of this would be to have two people, right? Because then you have one person up there as the representative who's not Liberty Phoenix. Liberty Phoenix sits in the audience. The second person is sitting up there too. So two people who are not Liberty Phoenix would be sitting up at the stand, and then Phoenix would be in the back of the room. If the people don't know you, that works, right? But like here in Keene, everybody knows who Ian and Daryl are,
right.
So. That probably wouldn't fly with us. Hey, Phoenix, good luck, man, and thanks for the call tonight. Of course, it's a lot easier when you do this stuff in New Hampshire because recruiting people to do this, these ideas, is relatively easy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour 3's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home,
How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.